Sometimes you take a bottle and fill it full of oil and stick a rag into the bottle and make a torch. It's kind of a particular name for that.
What about all I would know of? It would be a torch, a homemade torch, I guess. But now back behind this oil lamp, of course I don't go exactly that far, but they had candles. And they were homemade out of tallow. And I know at one time there's a fellow in this community that had a candle mold that I seen, that he would mold their candles in. Of course, now that was back before the oil lamp.
I don't want to put you back that far. When they put a boat into water, into the river, the ocean, creek, what do you use?
Well, the term we would use now, they'd say, would be launching a boat, I suppose.
Can you think of different types of boats?
Well, we would say a common size. We would say it's a rowboat, one that you propelled or made it go with oars or paddles. We would say it was a rowboat, and then, of course, behind that would be the canoe that you use. That's a little...
The bow of these boats, the front of them, how would they be shaped?
They would come to a point. It'd be sharp in the front.
If I had something I was passing out and you were concerned about whether or not you were going to get some, the question might enter your mind, am I?
Well, am I going to receive any, or is it going to be enough for me, or that the supply might go give out before you got to me, or something like that?
A mother might say to a child getting ready to go outside, she wants to be sure he's warm.
Yes.
She'd say, here are your...
Well, of course, there would be different items you might be concerned about. That might be their sweater to put on, or their cap or toboggan, or their mittens or gloves.
How would she say this to the child?
She might tell it to put on his clothes, or put on your coat, or put on your hat, or keep your coat fastened up, keep it buttoned up. And,
if you walked up to a dog and this dog acted like he was scared of you, how would you assure him that you weren't going to hurt him?
Well, we would generally call it muching a dog. That is, making friends with it, maybe talking kind to it.
Muching?
Uh-huh, muching. Say you were muching. That is a gesture of being friendly. Come here, fella. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm your friend. And you would talk kind to it, and you said that was muching a dog. Muching. And he might come to you. Of course, you could scold it, as we say, you know, and maybe he would go away from it. But if you wanted to come to you, be friend, we'd say you're muching the dog. Talk kind, induce him to come to you. Well, come here, fella. I'm not going to hurt you. And it was referred to in that term.
If I asked you if you had committed a certain act or if you had done a certain thing and you were not guilty, how would you respond?
Well, I guess you'd say maybe I'm an innocent of it, and I didn't do it, and I didn't do it. I'm innocent. I'm not guilty of that.
Well, how would you really put an emphasis on it that it was not you?
Well, the most common thing, it might be out of order to do that, you would say, well, I'm sorry it wasn't me. Or another common thing, you'll say, I'll pawn my honor. That it wasn't me. Now, pawning your
that
honor.
He would.
You're putting your honor at stake. And what the pawn means, you'll say, I pawn your honor. I pawn my honor. I didn't do it. Okay. Or I assure you that I didn't do it. But pawn your honor was a common term. It was you. Upon my honor, it wasn't me.
If a lady went into a dress shop, she's looking for some material to make a dress from. She might want a what?
A sample of the material.